This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. It's important to make the proper fertilizer decisions this fall. We'll have more from Champion Seed right after this.
Wherever you find WorkSmart, you'll find producers saving money. WorkSmart is the innovative line of credit from Farm Credit Services of America. Along with its competitive interest rates and farmer-friendly terms, WorkSmart delivers interest savings, cash back dividends, and cash rewards, too. Add them all up and the savings can be significant. Terms apply. Visit FCSAmerica.com and see how much you can save. Or call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
A frequent topic of discussion among farmers is whether or not to cut back on fertilizer usage, especially in the face of increasingly tight margins. However, hasty decision-making could cause farmers to face higher fertilizer prices in the spring. Instead of relying on knee-jerk reactions, Champion Seed agronomist Brandon Hume said farmers should consider data in all circumstances.
I think a lot of our discussions with farmers this fall have been making sure we're using all the resources we have at our disposal, making sure we're taking soil samples, looking at our soil tests, and making informed decisions based on what the data is telling us instead of maybe kind of the emotional or the knee-jerk reaction based on fertilizer prices or commodity prices. Another, you know, big talking point that I've had with guys is for a lot of areas, we're taking off a pretty strong yielding crop here in 2024, and that removes a lot of fertilizer as well. So just maintaining the fertility level in the soil and the yield levels going into 2025 means we do have to apply some fertilizer.
In order to build soil fertility, Hume said farmers need to add more than just the removal rate of fertilizer, which will optimize their yields next year.
If you raised a 250 bushel crop in 2024, 88 pounds of phosphate and 63 pounds of potassium left your field in the semi just in the form of grain. You know, so that's kind of the bare minimum replacement just to keep your soil kind of even and where it was. Same thing on soybeans, you know, a lot more potassium leaves the field in soybeans. A 70 bushel soybean yield is taking 84 pounds of potassium, 52 pounds of phosphate.
For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.